Police in Azerbaijan lie to convict a Baptist pastor. A new book helps Christians understand world poverty. And full-time fun for kids in the Middle East is getting closer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are in shock that an appeals court in Azerbaijan failed to overturn the two-year prison sentence of Pastor Zaur Belaev. He was arrested May 20th after police raided what they claimed was an illegal religious service. But that's not ultimately what Belaev was charged with, says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
The police officers there, in essence, lied. They basically said that Pastor Belaev resisted arrest, and he's a very frail man and not in the best of health. These allegations were made up out of thin air, and they charged him with resisting arrest.
Belaev's attorney says he will appeal the decision to the country's Supreme Court. Whatever happens, Griffith says,
this kind of persecution of opposition tends to backfire in the long run. You know, it only causes the gospel to spread even more. It only causes Christians to become more unified. It makes us more determined than ever to obey the Lord regardless of the cost.
The 44-year-old has a wife and children. Next, the Congolese government has forbidden Russian-made commercial planes to carry passengers due to the number of recent crashes. After another deadly crash last week, Congo fired its transport minister. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says,
the government put a ban on these planes, which really are the lifeline, into the interior. We have missionaries, hospital, and other activities taking place, and this ban was lifted, and then two more of these Russian planes crashed.
The transportation problems add up to big trouble for Grace Ministries. Mission Aviation Fellowship was forced to evacuate its base in eastern Congo.
That is creating some real problems as how we not only transport medicines and supplies into the interior, but the matter of the transportation of missionaries.
Because GMI is dedicated to evangelistic work in the interior, they've been flying in missionaries and supplies from a border country. You're listening to Mission Network News. A newly dedicated well in a Nicaraguan dump community has helped change its face. The Ecclesia Church in Houston partnered with Living Water International to drill a new well for the Chaco Sente project. A constant flow of clean drinking water has helped with hygiene, irrigation, and health. LWI is working alongside these partners, supplementing and multiplying their work and demonstrating the love of God by helping communities like Chaco Sente acquire safe, clean water. Next, many people want to help fight poverty but don't know where to start. Dale Hansen Burke, Opportunity International board member, authored a book called The Skeptic's Guide to Global Poverty. It's written in a simple way so Christians can get a better grasp on the matter.
I think a lot of people wonder if people who are poor are really lazy. You know, you don't want to really say that because that just seems so rude. So the book is really full of a lot of those kinds of questions, the questions that people are kind of afraid to ask, embarrassed to ask, but I think that the book gives them the ability to really get to the root of those issues.
The book can be a tool for Sunday schools and small groups. Burke says prayer is a huge part of knowing where to get involved.
If we can really begin to understand and meet people and look them in the eye and know their story, it makes a big difference in the way we look at poverty. And again, as I say, I think that if you pray and ask the Lord what it is that you're supposed to do, you'll start to feel your heart softening specifically.
And Sat7's 24-hour-a-day children's channel isn't ready yet, but it's getting closer. Funding, programming, and other logistics are coming together. The channel will feature science discovery, Bible readings, prayer requests, as well as other programs from several countries in the region. Please pray for Christian children and youth of the Middle East. Many of them have to memorize the Quran as part of their schoolwork. Pray Sat7 will help them to affirm faith and better understanding of Christian teachings. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. If you're planning a short-term trip, this resource could help you plan more effectively. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.